Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roy and Charlie each have 3. Paula has 2.
All right. Paula, you are in 3rd place. You're up first. The clock will start when they begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. This week, rescue workers in Tianjin, China, continued to search for survivors following a series of blanks.
Explosions.
The devastated parts of the city, that's right. After marathon talks on Tuesday, leaders finally reached a €1 billion bailout deal for blank.
Greece.
Right. On Monday, retail giant Target announced it was no longer separating its toy aisle by blank.
Gender.
Right. The favorite to win the BBC's annual baking competition this week was eliminated from the competition after she blanked.
Went into a diabetic coma.
Forgot to turn on the oven.
Oh.
Geno Smith, the starting quarterback for the New York Jets, is expected to miss at least 6 games after he was blanked in the locker room.
Punched.
In the jaw by his teammate. Broke it. This week, scientists were able to confirm that the blank only has a few trillion years left in it.
Earth?
No, the entire universe. In response to claims that their claw machine games were rigged, a mall in China began blanking.
Their claw machines were rigged. They began making it give toys to everyone who plays.
No, they began strapping kids to a giant claw and letting them grab the toys themselves.
Oh, what a great thing!
Isn't that the most awesome thing?
Yeah, yeah. I would go back to that. If I was a kid, I would go to that mall every day.
So the mall, people saying, oh, these toy claw machines, they don't work. Sichuan Mall said, fine. They set up a huge pen filled with stuffed animals. They rolled in a crane. They strapped kids into a harness, lowered them in, let them grab the toys. Pictures are available online. Uh-huh. They are adorable. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
She got 4 right for 8 more points. She now has a total of 10, and she's in the lead.
Yay.
All right. We flipped a coin, and Roy has elected to go next, fill in the blank. After violent collisions between police and protesters, the city of blank declared a state of emergency on Tuesday.
Ferguson.
Right, Missouri. On Wednesday, former President blank announced that he had cancer.
Jimmy Carter, sorry to say.
For the first time since the 2011 Fukushima meltdown, blank activated one of its nuclear power plants.
Japan.
Right. Prosecutors in Sweden announced Thursday they were dropping the long-held charges against WikiLeaks founder blank.
Oh, Assange.
Right. A British man who drove his car into a lake, called police, and then blanked.
Sank down in a big bubble.
No, he sat back and calmly smoked his pipe.
Oh, that's right.
There shall always be an England. On Tuesday, for the first time in baseball history, all 15 blank teams won their games.
Home teams.
Yes, in a mostly negative review for a newly unearthed book by Ayn Rand, the New York Times did praise the novel for being blank.
Short.
Yes. A fitness club in the UK came under fire this week for having its members do push-ups on top of blank.
Oh, members God, doing push-ups on top of each other.
No.
Can I, Peter?
You may, Charlie.
On top of graves.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus.
The Daily Fitness Gym in South London released a video this week featuring one of their classes finishing up their training session by jogging out to a nearby graveyard to do some push-ups on the tombstones. Well, the gym employee kept them motivated by shouting, keep your energy up and look alive. Oh, sorry. The gym has since apologized, saying, and this is true, if anyone feels we have disrespected the dead, we would like to apologize to the disrespected and to offer them a free membership to the best gym in the world.
There you go.
Bill, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy got 6 right, yeah. 12 more points. He's got 15 and the lead.
All right. How many, then, does Mr. Charles P. Pierce need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win.
All right. This is for the game. Charlie, fill in the blank. On Tuesday and Wednesday, officials in blank shocked national markets by devaluing their country's national currency.
China.
Yes. Tribal leaders in the Navajo Nation declared Wednesday that they were suing the EPA for contaminating a blank in Colorado.
A river.
Yes. This week, a judge in Mississippi denied bail for a couple accused of trying to join blank.
ISIS.
Right. On Monday, Hillary Clinton proposed a $350 billion affordable blank plan.
College tuition thing.
Yes, indeed. A semi-driver who overturned his truck and spilled cans of beer all over an interstate in Florida blamed the accident on blank.
Being drunk.
No, his adorable puppy that he could not stop staring at.
Oh.
Let that be a warning to you dog owners. On Thursday, Fidel Castro celebrated his 89th birthday by insisting that blank owed Cuba millions of dollars.
The United States.
Yes. On Sunday, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Monday Night Football commentator blank passed away at the age of 84.
Frank Gifford.
Yes. The California State Fair announced this week it would be selling blank for people looking for healthier food options.
Deep fried kale.
So close. Deep fried Slim Fast bar.
Damn!
After years of offering fairgoers foods like deep fried bacon wrapped pickles and the Krispy Kreme donut triple decker cheeseburger, California's state fair announced this week they were finally offering something for health conscious Californians. A Slim Fast bar dipped in pancake batter, deep fried, and then drowned in chocolate syrup.
Yum.
Bill, did Charlie do well enough to win?
Listen, we have a tie. Oh. Charlie and Roy both have 50.
Paul, I thought you had it. You did so well.
So there's really only one loser in today's game. Is that correct?
I like to think we're all winners in a way.
It's kind of a turn off to the Donald.
Yeah.